Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Okay, welcome back for part two of a very Gil weekend on Grizzly Bear Bets, part of the Grizzly Bear Blues Podcast Network. I am Matthew Gil, filling in once again. Wanted to start here with a little quick recap from Friday's episode from that game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Grizzlies come out with a win. We went 4-5 with the picks from the show, but we hit two really nice plus money bets. We had the Grizzlies -2.5 at even money, and we nailed Ja Morant to have a double-double. And with that, despite the losing record, we were barely able to scrape out a little bit of profit, just 0.47 units. But that's making money. That's what the name of the game is, skating by with a little bit of profit every day. You build a little more. But that's all in the past. It was a good show. It was a good game. Another great win for the Grizzlies despite some more injuries, which has been a theme of this season. But we move on. It's another game tonight. We're going to be bringing you the betting preview for tonight's game between the Grizzlies and the Brooklyn Nets. On today's episode, we're going to be looking at the spread, the total, a couple player props. You know I got to get some first quarter bets in there. And as always, we'll finish with our same game parlay. But let's start here with tonight's spread. The Brooklyn Nets, a 7.5-point favorite. Brooklyn has not been a great against the spread team as of late. 3-5 against the spread this year is a favorite. 2-9 against the spread in their last 9 home games is Brooklyn. And some great against the spread stats for Memphis, especially in this Brooklyn matchup, which has been a really good kind of back and forth rivalry. Going back to that first game Ja played against Brooklyn, where he ended up blocking Kyrie at the end of that game. These two teams have played a ton of great games, but Memphis has dominated the against the spread numbers. 8-0 against the spread in their last 8 overall at Brooklyn. So when they play at Brooklyn, they're covering the spread at a really high rate, 100% in their last 8. And same goes for the overall number, whether they play in Brooklyn or not. Memphis 7-0 against the spread in their last 7 games overall against Brooklyn. And I think that this 7.5 number, personally, is a massive overreaction. Let's not forget how good this Grizzlies team was straight up against the spread. No matter how you want to look at it, this Grizzlies team was really good without Ja Morant. I know it's a little bit different with no Jaren, no Desmond Bane for this game tonight, but I still really like the Grizzlies' chances in this game. I think that 7.5 is way too high. I think that when you look at those numbers, how atrocious Brooklyn has been against the spread, especially at home, I think we're getting a lot of great value with the Grizzlies here. This is not a homer pick by any means. 7.5 is just far too many points, and I love the first quarter number as well, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But I think that this game has the opportunity to be low scoring, and also Memphis is still going to have a really good chance. They play really well against this Brooklyn team, and if it is going to be low scoring, that always gives more advantage to the underdog covering and keeping it close there. And speaking of it being a low scoring game, let's look at our total here set at 223. Just a couple of quick stats for you here. Memphis has hit the under has hit in Memphis's five of their last seven games, and Brooklyn as well, coming in under that number, eight of their last 10 games. So these teams both have been coming in under their number at a really high rate. That leads me to the under for this total. I may stay away from it as an official play, but if you are going to play it, the under seems to be what the trend and the stats are telling us to do. And another thing that I wanted to kind of add on here, if you also like that under number, I wouldn't mind playing the Memphis team total under as well. You could kind of pair those up. I think that you have a chance at winning both or splitting if it ends up being a blowout and the number does go over for the total. I think that the Memphis number can still come under that team total sitting at 107.5. I think that 100 to 105 is very much what Memphis is going to be looking at tonight without some of their best guys. So I like that team total under better than I like the full game under, but the stats say far away on the full game under as well, but the Memphis team total under is something that really interests me as well, and that's a thing that you can kind of play both, and you can split or you could win both as well. So that's something to look at as well when you're putting together your card for tonight. So with the injuries, a lot of people, especially on Grizz Twitter, talking about how Dylan Brooks is going to show up tonight. He's going to show out. He's going to be the lead dog. He's going to be the thing that makes the Grizzlies go tonight. But it's so clearly to me as Tyus. Tyus is the one that you have to capitalize tonight on as a player prop opportunity. Some of the numbers that he's got listed, his point total sitting at 16.5, rebounds 2.5, assists 6.5. Over-under for threes is 2.5, and the over on that three number is juiced to plus 140. Points, rebounds, and assists sitting at 26.5. Tyus to have a double-double, plus 470. We may go back to that well there, and if you're worried about his rebounding total and you'd rather play just the points plus assist number, that's at 23.5. Seems super low to me. I think that that is very doable for Tyus as well in the starting opportunity. A couple of stats for you. In his career as a starter, 11.1 points per game, 2.7 rebounds, 6.6 assists. That is exactly where all of these point totals, rebound totals, and assist totals are all sitting for tonight, with a little bit of juiced up number on the point total, because we have seen an improved scoring ability from Tyus this season. I think we're going to see that on show tonight as well. I think that he's going to be aggressive, try to look to get involved in the scoring early, getting to that mid-range, getting to the float game, working the pick and roll with both Steven Adams and Brandon Clark as he's in that game. Couple other stats. So this season, his numbers at just 23 minutes per game, he's averaging 10.6 points per game, 1.7 rebounds, 3.9 assists. I love every single over for Tyus tonight. I don't have a ton of player props for you on this episode because I am going to absolutely be loading up on Tyus. I think you can play the over for points and assists with no worry at all. The rebound number is sitting super low at 2.5. He can absolutely just walk his way into three rebounds. And for that reason, I'm going to also play the points, rebound, and assist number at 26.5. And the points and assist number at 23.5. I'll probably have a little bit less on the points, rebound, and assist play just because I am a little bit scared of the rebounding aspect, but I think that he could easily score 20 points alone. I think that that's very doable for him, and that's going to get us right at that number to cover all of these point rebounds, point rebound assist, all those combos, deals that we can get. I think he's going to score 20 points tonight, and that puts us in really good territory. The other thing, I think that he's going to, as he always does, get his teammates involved in a really good way, and we hit the double-double for Ja in the Friday game. It's going to be tough to hit it two episodes in a row, but I am going to have a little bit of a sprinkle on the Tyus double-double at plus 470. So I really love Tyus tonight. I think it's going to be a huge game for him. He's going to be really great, so watch out for him. Add him to your cards on the player prop side. Last player prop I got for you, I talked about Dylan Brooks a little bit. The only thing that really jumped out to me was the rebound number. It was sitting at 3.5, and it was juiced to plus 120. When I was looking at it, he's averaging 3.4 rebounds a game this season. I think that he's going to be super aggressive We're going to get him involved in the same game parlay on the assist side as well. But I don't know how much I trust him in terms of his point total. He burned us on the three-point shooting on the Friday episode, so I don't want to go back to that well, and you have to pay a significant amount of juice to get him for the three-point number as well. So we'll get him involved in a couple of different ways in the same game parlay, but as a single straight-up bet, if you're looking for a Dylan Brooks player prop, give me over 3.5 rebounds. All right, so just very short on the player props today. That's going to be it. Let me get to the full card here, and then we'll do our same game parlay and get out of here. My official card is going to look like this. Give me the Grizzlies spread plus 7.5. Love them to cover this number. I think they're going to keep it close tonight. Give me their team total under. Going to stay away from the full game. Give me the team total under 107.5. Both first quarter bets I will be on as well. First quarter plus 2.5 for the Grizzlies and the money line at plus 145. A little sprinkle on that, nothing crazy. The Dylan over 3.5 rebounds on the card. And give me the Tyus full boat, man. I know it seems like a smaller card, but we're going to absolutely load up on Tyus tonight. He's going to have a huge game, and he's going to come through for us and win us a bunch of cash. I love all the Tyus props. Give me all of the Tyus props that we went over. Tyus Jones, full boat for me on the card. And then let's finish up here with a little same game parlay. We've come so close. We have missed both of the same game parlays I've given out against the Timberwolves and against the Thunder. We have missed by 1-3. Friday, it was Dylan Brooks coming up 1-3 short. And against the Timberwolves last Friday, it was Karl-Anthony Towns coming up short for us by 1-3 as well. So we've been really close on a bunch of these. This is going to be our highest payout, but I feel as though this is going to be one of our more conservative ones we've put out. So I really like this play tonight. This is going to be on the card as well. Give me the Grizzlies plus 7.5 still. I want Tyus over 17.5 points, so we need him to have 18 or more. As I said, I think he can get to 20, so give me Tyus over 17.5 for the same game parlay, and that's at plus money as well. Then we're going to get a little bit more conservative here on the back end. Give me Tyus over 5.5 assists, Tyus over 1.5 threes, Dylan Brooks over 2.5 rebounds, and Dylan Brooks over 2.5 assists. That is your same game parlay at plus 800. Thank you guys for tuning in. Again, I am Matthew Gill, going to be on the Core 4 podcast. Tomorrow we are going to be recording. That'll be out probably Tuesday afternoon. That's where you can find me most of the time as Chase kind of returns, takes his throne back on the Grizzly Bear Bets feed here for you. Follow the Grizzly Bear Bets page. Follow the Grizzly Bear Blues page on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff so you can keep up with our content. We have tons of great podcasts. We have 5 amazing podcasts. We have tons of great written content covering every single Grizzlies game. And every piece of news that is coming out. We do a great job over on the site, so make sure you're following that as well. Thank you guys for tuning in, and good luck.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.